Good morning. Locally dense fog formed overnight, and it is lowering visibilities early this morning in spots. But that fog should tend to mix out during the day as high pressure builds in. We'll have a northwesterly to northerly breeze develop, and drier air will allow more sunshine to break out through the middle of the day. This will allow our temperatures to climb off our morning lows through the 60s and into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and it will be a bit cooler as temperatures drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a nice start to the day on Thursday. With high pressure dominating the weather picture, it'll remain dry with sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds as a warm front approaches from the south and west. Ahead of that front, high temperatures will be in the lower 70s on Thursday afternoon. The front will move through on Thursday night, producing a scattered shower and more humidity for the day on Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, a southwest wind will pick up and high temperatures will reach to about 80. By the latter portion of the afternoon, a cold front will approach from the west, producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours. Overnight Friday night will start a drying trend, and that'll lead to high pressure and seasonably cool temperatures for the weekend. A northwest breeze and mostly sunny skies on Saturday with highs close to 70, and mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s on Sunday. On Monday, the next system will make an approach with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and high temperatures in the upper 60s with the chance of a late day shower. Taking a look at potentially significant weather over the next few days, the jet stream is expected to strengthen across the northern Rockies and into the northern plains as an upper-level trough slowly develops in the northwest. At the surface, a front is set up across the Intermountain West through the Central Plains, Mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley to here in the northeast. This front will not move much over the next couple of days across the center of the country. This, combined with a secondary front moving through the northern plains, will help force multiple rounds of heavy rainfall across the northern plains and mid to upper Mississippi Valley. Slight risks of excessive rainfall and flash flooding are in effect in those areas through Thursday. Much of this area has been abnormally wet recently, which could exacerbate flooding concerns. Some thunderstorms could be strong to severe, with the Storm Prediction Center outlook showing marginal risks of severe weather. On the back end of that secondary front, rain is expected in the northern high plains with some snow mixing in the higher elevations of the northern Rockies. And a tropical disturbance near the southern tip of Baja California has some chance of development into a tropical cyclone as the National Hurricane Center is monitoring that. This, plus much above average moisture streaming into the area, will lead to the potential for heavy rain across the southwestern U.S. through Thursday. The heaviest widespread rainfall totals are expected south of the U.S. border and into Mexico, but we'll continue to monitor the forecast for changes. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a northwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 15 degrees. In Albany early this morning, areas of fog, 61 degrees, the dew point 58, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 15 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny and breezy near 80, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 68. The average temperature 76, that's 15 degrees above normal. 2.26 inches of rain yesterday in Albany, bringing the monthly total now to 3.65 inches, which is 1.78 inches above normal. And 29.91 inches now for the year, which is 1.89 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 50. The record high, 90 in 1946. And the record low, 32 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening 6:58 p.m., 12 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, seasonably cool, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, warm, and more humid on Friday, with highs near 80. A late-day shower or thunderstorm possible into the evening. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler Saturday near 70. Upper 60s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a late-day shower possible, upper 60s. And a better chance at a few more showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.